Good evening, and welcome to our third performance of Scratched Up Radio Theater, a locally produced show on listener-supported KKRN 88.5 FM on your dial. Our play tonight is called Grass Skirts, written by Reading's own Women's Writing Corps, consisting of Jennifer Levins, Janessa Britton, and Dana Swanenberg. Imagine now a well-kept home on an ordinary street in anywhere USA. The house is owned by Rose Andrews, a widow, who has just completed her last chemo treatment for her breast cancer. Rose has lost her hair and lost her appetite. Rose is sitting at her kitchen table, surrounded by her lifelong friends, Frankie, May, and Irene. Her friends have come by today to cook and care for Rose.
Well, ladies, today's the day.
Rose, where do you keep your sugar?
What do you mean, today is the day? Today is the day for what?
We told you, honey. We're here to make Christmas goodies. Don't you read your emails? Jeez, I suppose you don't Facebook or tweet either.
Oh, we've got it covered. Oh, is today mail bashing day?
How many men does it take to change a roll of toilet paper? Well, come on. Okay, nobody knows.
Because
it's never been done before.
Rose, you're almost out of coffee. Just put it on a grocery list and we'll get it when we go out.
How are you feeling today, honey?
Can we just get on with this? All this chatter is making me nervous.
Who's got all the ingredients? What? Rose, there had better be enough of those chocolate chips when the time comes to use them.
Look at these eggs. Cage-free, organic, and look, amaranth flour? What the?
What is the stuff in the bag you just threw on the table? Well, what is she doing?
Where did you get that?
If that is what I think it is, I need to go. I can't be part of this. It's against the law, and I am in law enforcement.
Oh, you're a clerk in the sheriff's department.
And I'm dating a police officer.
Well, that doesn't make you in law enforcement.
That makes law enforcement in you.
Just what is it that you are doing? What are you going to cook?
We're going to make some brownies. I've never really made them before. Anyone else?
I have this box of brownie mix in the pantry. I think you should keep it simple.
Are you kidding? For this project, we will have the real thing. I made them for my children, and now I make them for my grandchildren. The recipe's easy, and they taste a whole lot better with real butter. I just have never made them with, you know. Rose, where's your prescription? You did get one, didn't you?
Of course. I just don't know what to call it. It's all so confusing. I haven't used the prescription since I got it. I don't know where to get it or how I would use it if I did.
That's why we're here. We heard that if you bake it, it works better, so we decided to make brownies. We brought the you-know-what.
There are many different names for it. Oregano, Mexican oregano, Mary Jane, ganja, grass.
Where did you get all that from, May? Rose, did you really try to get it?
No, I was afraid. And you know, I don't like to go out anyway.
And that's why I got it.
What?
Where?
How?
When?
Ooh.
My son's girlfriend's roommate's cousin's boyfriend got it. His name is Rainbow. He said it has some pretty good weed. He called it Sensen or Sensimia or Sen something.
I'll be damned.
What are we going to call it?
What's the matter with marijuana?
That is not acceptable. Please remember my occupation. What's wrong with the medicine?
What about the herb?
Yeah.
I can live with that. Okay.
You didn't have to go to all that trouble for me, honey.
Rose, how long have we been friends? What did we say to each other when we were younger? When we get old and you don't remember, I'll take care of you. Until I forget. Then we'd laugh and have some more of your wonderful coffee and cookies. God, we got in some kind of trouble, didn't we? Well, anyway, now it's our turn to take care of you. How many times did you watch our kids?
Get us to the airport.
Pick us up.
Make life easier for us.
Honey, it's your turn and boy, are we going to have fun doing it.
I'll get that.
May, how much much flour do we need, and can we use this amaranth flour?
I think you can, but I don't know what it will do to the final product. Just do about a cup and a half. And you'll need 3 eggs and about a half a cup of butter, and use a whole package of chocolate chips, the big package that I brought. You're going to need that bitter chocolate, Koo. You melt that chocolate with the butter, 4 squares, break it up.
Look who's here.
Oh, hi, hi, Mary.
Mary, thank you for coming. Oh, who invited her?
Hi, all. How are you doing? I'm subbing for Herbert. I brought over a casserole for Rose. It should do for her for a couple of meals, or feed the rest of you all right now.
We're doing the traditional Christmas baking at Rose's house this year.
Why didn't you invite me? I can't do it today. I have to do some home visits for Herbert, but I could have planned it into my schedule if I had known. Herbert's writing his sermon for tomorrow. I told him to make it short. I have some great recipes. Remember that one for those little French donuts that are to die for? Oh, I hate to miss this. Maybe I can come back later.
We should be done pretty soon.
Well, where are the cookies? I don't smell anything. Hey, what's in that bag on the table? Give me that bag.
Oh, I brought that back from my European trip. It
smells funny. What is it?
It's oregano?
Doesn't smell like oregano.
It's Greek oregano?
Oh, well, I guess I haven't used that before.
Don't you have some errands to run? We're going to do this again. How about next time?
We really just got going. You can come back if you want.
Frankie!
We just may not be here is all.
Well, isn't there something I can do now?
Rose needs her bathroom cleaned.
Mm. I need to have my catheter bag changed. Just put the casserole in the fridge. I'll get to it later. And thanks, Mary.
Bathroom cleaned? Catheter? Rose, I didn't know you had a catheter. Don't you have a woman come in? Okay. I'll just drop by and see you later, ladies.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, my. That was close. Oh, God. I hope she doesn't call the cops. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Get a life. What temperature do we cook these things at? I'll get the butter and the chocolate going.
I can do something, you know. You will have to preheat the oven. May, what temperature did you use?
About 350 degrees. That's when you can melt the butter and chocolate. Don't burn it.
We have got to get this done. Let's get organized. Frankie, you measure the flour. May, do we sift?
Yes, but before you do, put in a teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and a touch of cinnamon.
How much sugar, May?
About a cup. Let's go whole hog on this. Irene, you beat up the eggs. Do them one at a time. Make sure they are that light yellow color before you add the next one. Is the butter and chocolate in the oven?
Yep. And the milk. How much milk?
Milk? Who ever heard of milk and brownies?
Half a cup?
None.
These things sound like the solution to world peace, even without the herb. I am actually beginning to salivate. What can I do?
Keep an eye out for Mary. May, will this stuff smell like the herb when it's baking?
How should I know? I've never used the herb before.
Well, somebody must have.
Never.
Irene, you told me about the time you ate that whole bag of Oreos.
Just once then, but I never did it again. I would rather be skinny and uptight than fat and stoned.
Pretend it's a meatloaf. Use it like oregano. Frankie, don't beat the daylights out of that batter. It is tender.
Oh, just be gentle. Did anyone grease the pan?
That 9x9. Don't forget those chocolate chips. Rose, hand over that bag, and there better be enough left to make a difference.
There's another bag in the pantry.
Here, I used some flour in the pan, too. Is that stuff mixed up?
Just pour the batter in the pan and tap the bottom to get the air bubbles out.
How's that look?
Great. Get it in the oven. Time to relax.
How long?
About 30 minutes. Check in 20. Set the timer. Anyone for a glass of vino? Oh,
count me in.
I'll
count me in.
Vino for
I'll
me.
Take any color. It's fine with me.
Cuckoo.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's delicious. Can I have another one?
One more for me.
Who could that be?
It could be angels.
May, how many have you had? Are you stoned?
Turn on the fan. Can you smell it?
Look out the window. Just move the curtain and check.
Who is it?
Are the cops out there?
Oh my God. We're surrounded.
Just answer the door, Irene.
Who, me? Mary, you've come back.
I just couldn't let you do all of that work without my help. How is it coming?
Everything is out of the oven. We sampled it. It's an excellent recipe.
Great. May I have some? This tastes wonderful. It must be the oregano. I would never have thought. I'll just have to use it myself. Greek, you say?
Well, I'm glad you like it. It's a good recipe, isn't it?
These brownies could be the answer to world peace.
Some wine?
Oh, none for me, thank you. I brought some vanilla ice cream. I thought it would be kind to Rose's throat.
It's not my throat that has a problem, but welcome back.
This ice cream tastes great. What do you think, Irene?
Oh, this would go great on pizza.
I have to go. Don't forget to call me for the next time. Oh, can I have another one? Herbert will love this for dessert tonight. See you all at church tomorrow.
Oh, Mary, why don't you take two? One for Herbert's dessert tonight, and one with his coffee in the morning.
How thoughtful of you. See you at church tomorrow.
I haven't been to church in 6 months, but we wouldn't miss tomorrow's sermon for the world, would we, girls?
Here is tonight's cast. Rose was played by Laura Christensen. May was Sheila Barnes. Irene was Marilyn Robron. Frankie was played by Sandra Terry. And Mary was Jennifer Levins. It was directed by Janessa Britton, and our technician was Lily Dubois. If you are an author who would like to submit a play or short story that is adaptable to a 25 to 27 minute format, please email your work to scratchedup@kkrn.org. Be sure to put scratched up in the subject line. Thank you for listening to community supported KKRN 88.5 FM. We are listener-supported and volunteer-staffed. To help keep us on the air, you can donate on our website, kkrn.org, or by mail at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed tonight's performance of Grass Skirts. I'm Jim Dowling, member of the Scratched Up Players, the folks who brought you tonight's radio theater on KKRN. I have here in the studio Janessa Britton, who directed the play. Hello, Janessa.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you ever got involved in theater?
Well, I got involved in theater. I'd have to stop and count. I don't think I have enough fingers and toes to count how many years ago it was that I got involved in theater. But it was when we lived in Vacaville, I got involved in Fairfield Community Theater. We did one musical a year.
Wow.
But we had a large budget, so we did it up. We did it upright. Then we decided to move up here. My husband got a job up here, and so I had to leave the theater down there. But my friend Carlene, who directed me in My Fair Lady, she said the best way to make friends is go to the theater and audition. She says, audition for anything, just so they know who you are. And that's what I did. We moved up here in October. I auditioned in January, got a small part in a play, and that was 15 years ago.
Wow.
And I've been involved ever since. It's my second home, home away from home.
Well, that's quite a past Tell me, do you have any formal training?
Yes. No. Yes. I had. I took a drama class in college, and the teacher, he didn't care much about me. I guess he thought I was not going anywhere in life, and so he just, I passed, and that was it.
Yes, sounds like some of my teachers, too. I'm not going to go into that. Grass Skirts, tell me a little bit about how that play ever came.
You know, it was written about 4 years ago by the Women's Writing Corps. I don't remember who contributed what or to the play. Mm-hmm. It was, like I said, a collaboration between Jennifer Levins, Dana Swanenberg, and myself. This is the second time we've done the play. The first time was at Riverfront Playhouse. We had a playwright's night out, and it was done as a reading.
Okay. Well, I'll admit I saw that, and it was good.
Yeah,
it was good, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the future. You're going to stick with theater for a while, aren't you?
I always want to be involved in theater. It's, like I said, it's my second home. I love it. I can't be involved right now in any productions because I am working and my schedule is not very flexible. But I still volunteer and I still love to hang out with my thespian friends.
Oh, yeah.
Best group in the world.
I've seen you guys in action. You're having a lot of fun.
We do.
And
we do.
I really hope you stick, you know, get something to us again in the future at KKRN.
We'll be working on it.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
All
Thank you very much.
Okay.